I'm out in the field with lifelong Islander John Pischoff. We're sitting on a log, what I like to call Sanctuary of Sands, parallel to Fisher's Island, Elizabeth Field runway. It's an incredible autumnal day, blue skies. We can see the cliffs over across the sound and the Montauk Lighthouse. John, thank you so much for spending some time with me.
You're welcome.
I have for a long time now wanted to highlight stewardship on Fisher's Island, and it was so wonderful. Gosh, about a year ago now, I was up at the transfer station and I was handed a little post-it and it said, "You must contact John Pischoff." Do you know he's been picking up wire lobster traps since 2009 all along Fisher's Island? And I hear you're up to 889.
As we speak, that is correct.
For folks who haven't had the wonderful opportunity to grow up with us here on Fisher's Island back in the day, or newcomers, explain real briefly, John, your family background as lobster fishermen.
My grandfather came here from Pennsylvania, and his original job was a laborer slash contractor. And he started doing part-time lobstering. So my dad was born here, went to high school here, went into the service. And when he came out of service, he came back to Fisher's Island. And he started, you know, laboring, carpentry, and part-time lobster fishing. Probably when he was about 22 to 24 years old, he decided he was going to become a full-time lobsterman. When he was 25 or 26, he met my mother on Fisher's Island, and when he was 27, I was born. So my dad, up until his passed away, spent 42 years lobstering around Fisher's Island.
I remember yourself, when I was growing up here on the island, what were the years when you were out on the water lobstering?
You know, when I was about 13, 14 years old, I'd work weekends with them. And then when I became 15, I started working summer via high school and college. So I worked 8 full summers, including the one after I graduated. And then I have a younger brother, 8 years older than me. So just as I was finishing up my 8 years, he was starting his 8 years. So he planned his 2 sons perfectly, and he got 16 years out of us.
It's such a great circle now. All these years later, you are actually picking up marine debris around Fisher's Island, happen to be wired lobster traps. Tell me a little bit about that.
I want to bring you up to date. When I was growing up, Fisher's Island had a protective ring around it where only local lobstermen, or if you had a New York license, could fish the waters. Somewhere around 2002 and 2003, the state of New York lost a legal battle against the state of Connecticut, Rhode Island, etc. So then our waters became open to everyone. Unfortunately, when that happens, a lot of other people started fishing around Fisher's Island, and they didn't quite understand the difficulty of doing that. And they were starting to make an awful lot of mistakes in where they were putting their traps. Well, these things started washing up. And as I'm beachcombing, I keep bumping into them. You wouldn't believe the number of lobster pots that have washed up on our beaches. So I bring that to mind because in late 2008, I'm down off of what I call Simmons Point, which is now the Hanley property, and a huge 10 pot trawl washed up. And for those of you who don't know what a 10 pot trawl is, it's 10 pots on one line that are about 80 feet apart from each other. Well, they came all balled up like a huge snowball. And at that moment, I just said, you know, something has got to be done about this. So, of course, I'm standing there, right, looking at it, and says, well, why don't you do something? And that's how the whole process started.
That's so wonderful. You know, I don't think sometimes people realize that we, the Fisher's Island community, are people of a land, people of an island, that when we are living here and sustained here, even historically sustained, like you were in the lobster business, to maintain and care for that same land, how would you share or promote stewardship here on Fisher's Island?
Number one, you want to do it. And it doesn't have to be work. I know a lot of people walk Even if you were to bring just a little bag in your pocket, and if you see some little paper debris or something, you pick it up and put it in the bag. It really shouldn't be a job. It should be, while I'm here, I might as well make a small difference. Now, to be truthful with you, I'm doing this and a lot of people didn't know it. But at the end of the day, I'm out here doing something I love, beachcombing. I happen to be able to then have, while I'm here, do slowly pick these things up. And as I've told people why, a wire lobster pod is not ice cream. It's gonna stay here, whether I do it today, next month, 6 months from now.
889 lobster pods. That's a lot of lobster pods.
It is a lot of lobster pots, but as I mentioned to you in previous conversations, I thought I could only get 250. And that's the only reason I really kept the number going, is I was just way, way off of what I was doing. And so now that we sit at 889, and when you asked me, you know, to ask me a few questions, I started to think, that's a big number. So then I measured a lobster pot, which I kind of in the back of my mind know, it's almost 3 feet long. So if you put all of them side by side or touching each other, you're going to get close to over a half a mile of lobster pots. And to kind of put that in perspective, let's go down to Race Point right now. If you walk from Race Point to the ferry dock, you'd be walking on lobster pots. That's an example.
Well, John Pischoff, you are a great example for island stewardship. I want to thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're welcome. Anytime.
This is Justine Kibbe out in the field for the Fishers Island Conservancy.